When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the streams, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And, gosh, you can find us on Facebook these days. And some good stuff. I posted on Facebook this week and chat a little bit about some of that stuff. So just so you know, we'll get the table set here and so everybody can chime in. It is, well, it's a really cloudy morning here down in the Factoria area of Bellevue. And after the beautiful, almost spring-like day yesterday, it looked to me when I was driving down this morning, I saw at one point, I saw the sun burning through, but that was a little farther north, so I don't know if it's coming out or not, but we'll find out, because the guy that knows everything about the weather, that, of course, would be our Animal World production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. I thought you were about to introduce Punxsutawney Phil for a second, because he's the one that knows everything and tells us if we're going to have more spring.
He's usually wrong, isn't he?
I don't know. It seemed like he was right this year. But I guess six more weeks of spring or winter starts as winter ends and goes into spring. I think that's when that starts. So I guess in that case, he's probably wrong this year. But it seemed like we did have winter extend a little bit longer this year. So who knows?
Yeah, well, I say spring sprung at my house this last week.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few days ago.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. And there is one thing that alerts me that spring is sprung. So we'll find out if you guys can figure out what that.
I know there's one that means it's sprung for me. Not sure if it's the same. All right.
For
you.
Of yours, because we'll go.
What mine is.
First thing before we do that. Is that sun? I saw sun burning through somewhere on the drive down here. Are we going to get any sunshine today, or did we blow our wad yesterday?
It's kind of mostly cloudy. Don't let this deceive you and think it's overcast that burns off later. It's going to be sticking around.
Okay. Wow, sure was pretty. We were over 60 degrees yesterday, and Friday and Saturday are just gorgeous days.
I think we got close to 70 yesterday. I was driving down 405 around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and my car was showing, you know, like 68, upper 60s after I've been driving around, and it's no longer
temperature adjusted.
I was out
pretty far east in Issaquah yesterday doing a session. So I would have probably been cooler than you. You're down south. But it was just low 60s where I was in yesterday and stuff. But that was
still
good
warm
for me. That was really nice. Yeah, really nice. And before we go into any more details and about spring and all of that, let's get everybody else joining us. And I'm in the studio. Nathan, of course, is in the studio. And in her mood-lit studio would be Animal World's call screener, Stacey Buck, is here. Good morning, Stacey.
Good morning, Martha.
How are you this morning?
Great. Feeling
all
good.
Right.
Yeah, got outside right. yesterday. It was so nice.
Wasn't it? Well, it was gorgeous, wasn't
got to
it?
Play tennis. I first broke out the tennis rackets for the
year. Oh, so is that okay now?
That's my spring.
Is that your spring?
Man, we're already leaking the information.
Okay, so Stacy played tennis yesterday, and that's your sign that spring.
Well,
is
that
here.
And golf. I haven't quite gone out to play golf yet. So,
well,
but that's okay. Tennis, okay. Yeah.
All right. But so you're
starting
your spring. All right. And then not in the studio with us, but she is here with us because she's zooming in. And so she's on the big screen, a little red at the moment. Cause,
yeah, that thing's all over the place.
Yeah, because we have a little problem here. But glowing red and green, actually. You look
like a
kind
tulip.
Of like up in the Skagit Valley somewhere. That would be Natasha Venter is here. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
And so, before we get serious here, now we know, I said spring sprung at my house just a few days ago last week, and it was in that Wednesday, Thursday, Friday time frame. Natasha, has spring sprung for you? And if so, what we know that Stacy's spring was she played tennis and it's almost time to play golf, so spring is here for her.
Well, I know that spring sprung for me in a way because, I have my freesias that are yellow and they're the first to bloom of the spring.
Those are flowers.
The flowers or I forget the name of them, but,
Forsythia
I have plants.
And...
Yes, Forsythia. I knew it was an F. And then, I have my lilacs that are starting to think about coming out and they're usually the ones that kind of say, it's turning. And so but animals are just waking up so much. I got the birds singing and that kind of thing. But for me, I know it's spring because the morning job that I do at school is recess duty and I'm using less layers.
Oh, okay. So you don't have to bundle up as much. All right.
I don't have to bundle up as much.
Okay, Nathan, you said so spring has sprung for you?
For me, it's the
what is it?
Smell of rain. When you get that first springtime rain, and it has that different smell to it.
Well, there is an energy. There's a feel for, I think the most dramatic time is coming out of summer into fall. And there'll be that one day you go outside and it feels different. It's the temperature or it's something. So you're talking about that kind of, it's a feeling.
No. There is actually a certain smell
so
to the rain
smell,
in
it's
the spring.
It's not a feeling, it's a smell that you, okay.
And it actually exists. I was actually Googling it just right now. I think it's something called petrichor, but it has something to do with whatever's in the atmosphere around springtime and all this stuff blooming and flowers releasing stuff into the atmosphere. Then the rain has a certain smell to it. And it lasts for maybe a week, and then that smell goes away. But that's always my first indication of spring.
So have you smelled it yet?
That springtime rain smell. Mm-hmm.
Nope. Have you smelled it? No?
Oh, not me, personally.
Oh, but Natasha, you've smelled it.
There was a rainstorm that happened, I think, last week sometime, where all of us on the playground looked and go, it's spring! Because the rain was different. Just holding the umbrella, it was like the sun was shining at the same time the rain was coming out. It was just like, it was just one of those stormy, wonderful spring days, not a November storm, but it was just that, the switch of things. So, I would say
all right. Well, everybody, pay attention to your noses. I'm going to pay more attention to mine because to me, it's more of a feeling, but I'm not so sure it doesn't. No, doesn't involve smell.
A sense.
Yeah. But I can't say that I've noticed that. I'm going to pay attention, Nathan. So that's a good one. Okay. Has anybody figured out what my spring?
I think I know.
Oh, okay. What?
Natasha kind of touched up on it a little bit earlier, but once you start getting all those birds singing in the morning?
Well, no, that's not it. However, God. They are singing, and man, do they sing early. And let's see. So this morning, I had to go out really early to my garage to get more coffee creamer. I walked out the door and was like, oh, my gosh, the birds were like just crazy. So I turned on my Merlin Bird app and I turned it on record. And then just let it run for a little while. I was trying to see if I could find the recording of that. And I'll tell you, it was something else. I had like 10 different birds were recorded.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, let's see, Wednesday. That's not right. So where are my, okay, I don't know how these are. Anyway, I'm not finding it in my list of my sound recordings. Okay, so I'll have to look for it, break and see if I can find it. But anyway, I was blown away at all the birds that were singing at the same time, because there was about 10 of them. Plus, the hummingbirds were there, and none of them showed up on the recording. So I had even more birds than I actually recorded. But that was that's a lot of birds. I don't know that I've ever recorded that many birds at one time. And so but that's not it. However, it is something alive.
Your fuchsia baskets.
Oh no! So no. That's,
no.
No.
Okay.
No.
Dang.
That's.
I mean, the answer would be easily, you know, like your flowers blooming.
I don't have any flowers. Okay, remember, I live in the forest. Okay.
Yeah. So, there's some. Is it the hummingbird? There's something that shifts in the
Green.
Green.
Well, the grass is already green.
Frogs.
Oh. There we go. And they're late this year. Okay.
Yeah, they
usually
are. I haven't heard mine yet.
That's always my first sign, is hearing the frogs start to croak. And the weird thing is, you know, Cindy, who calls in from, you know, my friend out in Salton, she's northeast of me, so higher elevation and it is usually colder and later. And I usually get the frogs before she does, but her frogs in her neighborhood woke up before mine. So she's had frogs for like a couple of weeks, and I haven't. But then this last week, I think it was Wednesday, that night, that evening when I went out to throw the frizz for Robbie, and this was weird too, I heard just one frog. Sounds like old grandfather frog. It's a big old croak. And there you go. And it was in my swamp area on my property. Usually I hear the frogs around in the outlying swamps and the forest around me. And then I hear the ones close to me. But so this night, Wednesday evening, it was just one on my property. And I thought, well, okay, there's this one, but that's strange. And then the next morning, all the frogs all over the place were singing, and all the swamps and everywhere, and it gets really loud and really intense. So it's building up to that point, and it's really loud now. So it gets so loud that you can be inside my house, which is pretty well insulated and pretty good sound-wise, and even inside with everything closed, doors and windows, and the TV on, or, you know, music on, you can still hear the frogs. They're really, really loud. So the frogs are singing, and they're up to almost full speed. So to me, that means spring.
Mm.
Is it just a certain time of the day they do that? Or is
no,
it...
it's all the time.
All the time.
Well, to start with, you know, well, I got the first croak in the evening. And then the next morning, everybody was at it. So, but it goes on during the day. It is most intense in the early evening into the later evening.
Kind of like our version of cicadas.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it is intentionally loud. I mean, and it's so loud that if you're outside at that moment, you'd have to speak up to have a conversation with a human. They're that loud.
Mm-hmm. And I heard some driving in to work the other day, just going down the Valley Highway, and I had my sunroof propped opened a little bit just because the weather was nice. Like, oh, okay, I'll let some fresh air in. And going down the highway, I hear, you know, those frogs were just going on all throughout that highway. And that's along a river bend, too. So they like to hang out there with all the moisture.
Well, that's the other good news is, you know, I had just the one, sounds like an old croak. Now that croak has turned into a more normal croak, and I don't know if it's, you know, I'm assuming it's like an adult frog that it, you know, made it, you know, survive through the winter, and maybe they just need to warm up for a while. But now the croak is just loud. It doesn't sound old and rusty, and now there's two. So it sounds like all is well. We've attracted somebody else. So I have at least two going in my little swamp. And so I'm looking forward to, remember the last couple of years, I have one frog that comes once they start coming out, that comes up to my hose area in the front of the house where it's rolled up and lives in my hose where the water is. And that went on all year last year. And I really got to look forward to seeing that frog every day. And so I'm hoping the frog comes back to the hose, but I don't know if that'll happen or not. But anyway, so the frogs are singing, so it's spring. And coincidentally, it almost is spring officially. And that would be, just so you know, what is today? Today is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other, and personal awareness coaching with Natasha. And of course, she's our medium and communicator and personal awareness coach. So you want to know anything about stuff? Well, today's the day to find out. So Natasha's here. We will have open phone lines. Take your calls. We probably won't get to them till the second hour because we got some stuff to chat about. We have some dog news, and I got to catch up with Stacy on Animal TV if she's got anything good to watch, because she's saying, well, it looks like a maybe, sort of. Okay.
Well, I just wanted to been watching.
So we'll talk about that and a few things. But I don't know if you were here last week. It was Healing Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen was in, and Linda took the week off. But we were busy, and we had lots of phone calls, and he helped lots of listeners and callers, you know, and their animal friends and stuff. Well, one of the people that called in for a tune-up was none other than our Natasha.
It was me.
And if you don't remember, I remember the call because she like dropped a bomb before we got started, you know, and at a very inappropriate time where we don't really have a lot of time to deal with what's that bomb, because she started off with something like, well, I had a life-altering experience this week, and I need some help.
Yep.
Well, you can't say that to me and then just go on to something else. So, of course, I wanted to, well, anyway, I had to put my radio hat on and just kind of let that one slide a little bit. And so, anyway, we're going to have a little new segment here, which I don't really know what's going on, but this is what I think we're having. It will be a life lesson with Natasha.
Yes,
so does that sound she's going to explain the bomb she dropped last week. So that's going to be part of our discussion here.
Well, it really ties into the new understandings of
what's
us going
on,
into especially with this new moon
that
and equinox next week, and it's huge. And I get messages with a little bit more finer thread, you know, like, you know, hearing the frog song, you know, that it is about wealth. It's about the new coming in. It's the rebirth. It's the being able to go from the waters of emotions to the dry land of movement and that kind of stuff. So when you're looking at spring, it's about coming out of the muck of what we went through in the wintertime to come into the, oh, I can do things in the spring. It's the natural new year. You know, spring is the natural new year for a lot of us.
Yep. So anyway, so we're going to hear about that from Natasha.
Sorry, diving in already. No, I apologize.
No, that's all right. But he also reminded me of the spring thing, because you mentioned the hummers. And I think there's another thing that timing is off, because in my recollection, this doesn't usually happen until a little bit later, until after spring has sprung for officially. But I, you know, we have the Anna's hummingbirds, which are the pretty much the green ones, and the males have the red heads in the sun that stay year round. But the roofies, the orange ones, and the more aggressive ones don't come in till spring. And I swear, Natasha, you can give me a I swear, when I went to the window yesterday and looked out, I swear I saw an orange one. So I think the roofies already showed up yesterday, and that's really early. Now, not you're nodding your head, Natasha. Did I see a roofie?
Our Earth has shifted.
Okay.
Our Earth has shifted.
So the roofies have moved in. So on my list this afternoon is I've got to get home and because we had talked about the Hummers last year, and last year the roofies came in and got so aggressive they chased all my Annas away, mm-hmm. and my population still hasn't really recovered. So I'm trying putting perimeter feeders out farther away from the house, and in hopes that Natasha thought that might help. So anyway, I saw that what I thought was an orange when I thought I saw a Rufus. So I went out and I put one perimeter feeder out, and then I ordered a new shepherd's pole. I got to put that together and put that one out when I get home. And I'm hoping that if I have enough and they're far enough away that the roofies won't chase my Annas away. So we'll see about that. Oh, well, look at that. We've chatted our way through a bit of the first half hour of the show. So instead of now would be the time to officially start the show, which I do with our prayers and affirmations. But let's stay on time. Why don't we take care of advertisers? And then we'll officially start the show and officially discuss all these topics that we've sort of dived into already. I think that sounds like a good plan. You okay with that, Nathan? All righty. So we're going to take care of advertisers. Stay right where you are. And then we'll officially start the show and find out what happened to Natasha. All right. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. Now, we just heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They're in the middle of their, well, no, they're not. They haven't started. They're in the middle of the meditation. We disturb them if I send too much energy at this point. And then service starts, you know, at 10 in the morning. But if you want to check them out, lots of great classes and events coming up. And, of course, the Ananda Farms on Camino Island is up and rolling, and growing season is starting, and they're already out there at the markets and, you know, Sunday after services with the first produce and stuff from the farm. So if you want to check it out, you can check out anandawashington.org for all the events and classes. If you want to know about the farm produce, AnandaFarms.com. AnandaFarms with an S dot com. All righty then. Let's keep Martha on focus and let's officially start the show so we can get on to talking about stuff. And if you haven't been here before, I start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we'll start with a couple of Saint Francis prayers. And then we got a pile of affirmations to get ourselves all spiritualized up for the day and the week. All righty, so I'm going to start with the prayers. And this part of the show, whether or not you participate, is voluntary. You can join me and say the prayers and affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. Completely up to you. It's not like dancing. When we get to the love train, because dancing's required, but you can opt out on this one. All right, I'm starting with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, and now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Oh, okay, alrighty. Now, let's, these affirmations, I do each one of them, I say them out loud three times, and you are welcome to say them along with me or not, and I know many of you use them daily as I do at home. All of them are very powerful, which is why we've chosen them. And they've all been contributed by one member of the spiritual family around our animal world family here or there. All right. So the first one here, came from Ananda. And I found it absolutely transformational for my life. So I always share it with you. Three times on this one. Here we go. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two here comes from our best practitioner, Linda Rasmussen. And, you know, when she works with one of us, she then usually gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going, and that's where this affirmation came from, and it ended up being so powerful for everybody that it shifted things for me, and so we include this one as well. And here we go three times. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. We are grateful and thankful for our abundant lives. Ooh, okay, now, this next one comes from the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division. And this is the one to keep you in the right frame of mind to go out feeling healthy and good and spreading that kind of energy around. And I do this one for me as well as my animal friends. Here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty. Now, this next one comes from Natasha. And I think she uses a little different tweaked version for herself these days, but this is the one that is on automatic pilot here for Animal World. So, and the one that I still use for me and my animal friends. Here we go with this three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Our my body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then I conclude this pile of affirmations with the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation, and this is the one that we do to spread God's light and love all over the planet. Obviously, it's very needed, so just this is that's the focus of this. Let's spread it all over. Raise the vibration. And I'm going to talk about astrology. There's something happening this week, and I think that's what Natasha was feeling and what's building that with all this stuff. It has to do with this astrological thing that's happening because it's very spiritual, and it's called Heaven's Cross. Anyway, it's going to help with this, so just trust me on that. So three times, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within us and around us. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty, and then to conclude this whole pile of affirmations and kind of lock in the energy, we do Dr. Nell's favorite part, which is cross your hands over your chest and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Okay, we're all ready to go. So, put all that stuff aside. And before we get to the astrologist stuff, we're going to rewind back because usually I chat with Nathan just a little bit about Facebook. And I want to share tell you about some really cool stuff on Facebook. So, Nathan, if you go to the Animal World Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, the first one, speaking of hummingbirds, whoa, it is amazing. And it's a little video with the audio you got to turn on because this guy found a baby hummingbird, you know, on the road. So it couldn't fly, and he's filmed and documented how he cared for this little baby and helped it recover and get strong, and then was able to release it. And it's the coolest little video to see what he did. Anyway, if you missed that, it's a wonderful to watch this just adorable little hummingbird. And then I don't know, I got a kick out. Everybody else missed it, but the Street Cats of Istanbul. There's this guy sitting in an outdoor restaurant, obviously eating, and this black and white tuxedo kitty next to him. Mm-hmm. He's seen those little street cats. That's really fun. But the best one, my favorite one, is the one below. You got to watch. There's a dog who's his food's dry food been put in a bowl, and he takes a mouthful of the food and then drops it on the floor to eat. Some dogs do that.
Mm-hmm. My dog's one of those.
But then watch the cat paw that comes out from under the... And is that the most clever cat you ever saw? Look at it. It pulls the whole bowl all the way under the cabinet. It's completely gone. And the cat has the whole food, the whole bowl of dog food under the cabinet with him. Is that totally clever or what?
That is a sneaky cat, and the dog notices at the end. It's like, well, I guess it's yours now.
All right, and then there's the dog, the pit bull playing the hot dog game. This is a little, you know, they've turned a box upside down and put holes in it, and it's kind of like the whack-a-mole at the fair, only they're sticking a hot dog up through the hole, and the dog's trying to grab the hot dog. That's really funny. He gets frustrated, but eventually successful and gets the hot dog. So that's a cute game. But now then, if you scroll down quite a ways, there was a touching one about the search and rescue dogs, cadaver dogs that were searching after the earthquake in Turkey.
Mm-hmm. This one here?
Yeah, because flying home, once they finished their work there, the Turkish Airlines upgraded them to first class, so they didn't have to ride in cargo.
Oh.
The rescue dogs got to ride in first class. I thought that was just very cool.
They better have some good dog treats waiting up there.
Okay, and there's one story we're going to talk with Stacy about, but then if you go down, there is a post, 2 warning letters to raw pet food. I just want to bring this to you. There you go. That's the one. You'll see a boxer with a flower in his mouth is the picture on the post. Now, this is from Susan Thixton from Truth About Pet Foods. And thank goodness she's there to pay attention. FDA, you know, it's just a really good example of how, you know, you have to pay attention to what's going on and realize that not everything's on the up and up. And you know, I've told you a number of times that the pet food industry in this country is controlled by the big corporate pet food companies, Purina and Hill's. And there's a big push because raw food has become so popular that they do everything they can to tarnish the reputation of raw food and try to put them out of business, okay, because it's interfering with their profits. Now, never mind that before we ever fed processed dog foods, our dogs were healthy and didn't have a lot of chronic disease and illness, and it wasn't until we started feeding them dry dog food that they developed all kinds of chronic disease and illness. And there have been far more contaminated products, far more recalls, far more sickness, far more death related to contamination of dry dog foods than ever with raw foods. But this particular article is documenting kind of a campaign going on that FDA is going after raw food companies. And one of them is a local company here, started here in Seattle, Darwin's. And I've known Gary from the beginning. He's the owner and participated in some testing and stuff. And I've fed some, you know, Darwin stuff on and off. I personally use the other local company. But I know Gary's a great guy. Darwin's is a great product. There's not a problem there. And you can see by this article and how Susan lays it out, they are getting really hardcore and lowering the boom on raw foods when the same thing is going down with dry foods and they don't care and they're not doing anything about that. So it's really interesting to see the difference in how the raw food companies are being handled and treated as opposed to the dry food companies. And you can see the prejudice that's there and the real issues. So find that post, pull it up, or you can go straight to truthaboutpetfoods.com and find the post there. But it's really kind of an enlightening read so that you pay attention and are aware that not all, everything that FDA has to say is on the up and up. Oh, that's a flying elephant. It's very cute.
Yeah, we talked about that one last week, so I think we're all cut up on Facebook here.
Well, except now there's the other post there above this. Yeah, do you see that French bulldog?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's been some earth-shattering happening this week. Something that hadn't happened, and gosh, I
might need to celebrate with that one. That's
how many years has it been? Well,
31,
whether or not
said.
It is an actual celebration, I think that depends.
Yeah,
who
how
you
look at it, right?
Because from a animal, from a behavior therapist and trainer standpoint, that is not necessarily really good news. But here it is. Well, there you will see this. There's a picture of Lola, a French bulldog, in this post. Okay. it has been 3 decades that the same breed of dog has been the most popular dog in the country. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't know that that's Labrador Retrievers. Labradors have been the top dog for 30-some years.
I think they get a little advantage because they come in like yellow, gold, and black.
Well, they come in yellow, black, and chocolate.
Oh, chocolate. That's right.
Now, the gold is a version of the yellow, but it's yellow, not gold, technically.
Mm, yeah.
Okay. Well, and they're, you know, they're middle of the roaders. They're not the Einsteins. They're not the Dumbos. They're out of the sporting breeds, which are bred to work with man as opposed to independently of man. So they come out of the group of dogs that, generally speaking, are the most congenial as family pets.
Mm-hmm.
So Labs have been number one. But this week the news came out. They've been knocked out of the top spot. By the Frenchies.
French Bulldog.
French Bulldog is number one. Contributing to all the Frenchies and homes that have made them most popular would, of course, been Stacy.
Yeah, when I got my first one 10 years ago, she was way down on the list of popular breeds. Yeah, in the last 10 years, they've gone.
Oh, they've just skyrocketed. Yeah. Absolutely skyrocketed. Well, even I have to admit, it's hard, you're hard-pressed to find anything cuter than a little Frenchie.
Yes.
And oh God, when they're puppies and they're growing, they're just really cute dogs. They are so cute.
Right.
Problem is, they're bulldogs. Bulldogs. Okay? Bulldogs. That's not easy. And when you combine cuteness that we tend to overspoil and underlead and direct,
right,
you can get a lot of problems. And the unfortunate part, I don't see it as a good thing that they're most popular. Now, not necessarily because they aren't wonderful dogs and all of that. And yeah, I find them, you know, I tell you all the time, they're the bane of my existence because I find them quite challenging to permanently change behavior because of the bulldog characteristics. So they, you know, it can be challenging to work with them. And I see more and more of that. And I'm just realizing now, I mean, the light bulbs are going off in my brain. Ding, 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 ding. The biggest reason you don't want them to be the most popular breed is because everybody wants them. And everyone wants to pay. Well, it got Lady Gaga's dog walker shot and almost killed because they're being stolen everywhere. But the big problem is that everybody starts breeding them because you can make a lot of money. I mean, they're selling these puppies for thousands of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, when a breed becomes popular, you start breeding them, and everybody's breeding. They don't know what they're doing genetically. They're not breeding selectively to improve the breed. They're just breeding to produce Frenchies so they can sell them and make lots of money. The quality of the breed and the dog itself deteriorates because you get an amplification of the problem genetics because they're not being screened out. And so consequently, I think since you got, you know, your dogs, Stacey, and remember, mm-hmm, they were way down on the popularity list,
right,
but over the last 10 years, they're more and more popular. So I see them more and more and more. Now, of course, I have to constantly remind myself, nobody calls me up and says, hey,
right,
Aunt Martha,
the
I have the most perfect, well-behaved dog on the planet. Come teach me more. I only see the ones with problems, so for me it's amplified, but I see so many more now than I ever have before, and I'm seeing a lot of some serious aggression problems with these dogs and some stubbornness in being able to really extinguish bad behavior.
Yeah, and I heard that, when I got, Tank, my first one, and that they're a bulldog, so you have to, we did a lot of training, we did a lot of class. I mean, we went through like three or four.
Well, now you're kind of experiencing what I'm talking about,
yeah,
because you got Tank early on, okay, and you worked with her, mm-hmm, which was really good, and she became a therapy dog,
mm-hmm, right,
you know, and so Tank is a fabulous dog.
Right.
But then now you got the little bag man.
Right.
Who is, you know, his biggest problem. He's so cute.
Right.
You know, but he's
a little nervousy, but he's not like, aggressive, you know, but he,
right.
you do have to
but,
take a little
attention. You know, we're working
attention
on him
to,
with yeah. Dr. Nels a right. lot because he gets into these bizarre behavior right. things and stuff. So, see, you're starting to see the genetics I'm talking about. You got some of it going on with Bagman.
Right.
You know, he's not the stable French, you know, that,
right.
that Tank is. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. So
right.
that, and of course, it's minor with Bags.
Right.
But it can be quite major.
Right.
With...
It's like we had a golden retriever before, too. And I would say he was kind of a nervousy golden retriever, too. You know, he's
well,
you know, kind of, you know,
see,
I think
that's
a
happened
lot of breeds,
with labs and yeah. with golden retrievers because they've been two of the most popular breeds forever. So everybody's breeding them. So labs are really messed up. You know, mm-hmm. if you want a really well-bred lab, and you got to really look for it. And,
right.
And same with goldens. You know, goldens are some really messed up goldens out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it can be very challenging to find a genetically stable, well-bred dog in any popular breed. So anyway,
yeah.
but congratulations,
hey.
Frenchies. You're number one. kind of a mixed bag,
right.
good or bad news. But Frenchies have toppled the Labrador. So my advice is if you want to get a Frenchie, you know, it's kind of like a Frenchie is not a Frenchie is not a Frenchie. I mean, they're not all the same. So you just go out and buy one.
Yeah, you got to find a good breeder.
You know, yeah,
do
you're,
some research.
You're good to do some research and get someone that knows what they're doing and is improving the breed.
And then use the mantra, you're cute, but not that cute.
All right, some really good advice from Natasha.
Yeah,
you're cute, but not that cute.
I use that on my kids, too. You're cute, but not that cute. Come on, we're going to do this.
Oh, that's funny. All righty then. Okay, so we got the big news of the Frenchies out of the way and the Hummers and stuff. Told you about the alert on the raw foods, and we did all the spring stuff. So now we are let's take care of our advertisers before we run out of time, and then we'll come back. And Natasha, let's go into the astrological stuff going on and into the life lesson that you want to share with us. And
okay, it might be two different conversations, but you know, because of time, beginning of the
well,
hour.
We'll do as much as we can this hour, but we can always pick up after the top of the hour. So we'll get started, though, when we get back. So
okay.
Everybody stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Life Lessons with Natasha coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Let's see, we heard from Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Healing Ministry for Animals.com, and he put out a new email this morning. He sends out videos, which he hasn't been doing for a while, but he's doing it again. It was one last Sunday, and he did one today. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet, but it looks like a compilation of a lot of paralyzed dogs after healing. It's a dachshund video. So you can check that out, Nils Rasmussen on YouTube, or go to Nils Rasmussen on Facebook. I think you'll probably find the video I'm talking about. Anyway, he always does a free telephone evaluation, and all you got to do is go to his website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill it out, and say you'd like to talk, and he'll arrange a phone call. Can work with you in person or remotely, and he's in the studio the second Sunday of every month, and treatments are free. So check him out, healingministryforanimals.com. If you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers, and if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, if you want to communicate with us via email on the show, you can use that same address to get through to us, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And of course, our wonderful premier sound healer of the Pacific Northwest, Jude Ponton, is operating the Whispering Dragon Center out of her home now in Shoreline. It's a great location, easy to get to, and the energy is just phenomenal. And if you'd like to experience the gongs and the acutonics, forks, and chiropractic in the non-cracking way that Jude does it. It's phenomenal. You can see her in person or she can work with you remotely. Whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just call her at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty. So Natasha Venter is here today. And it's time to talk about all the astrological stuff going on. So how about we start with that, Natasha, and you give us the general astrological stuff, which will probably may take us through the rest of this hour, and then we'll save your life lessons for the next hour if we don't have time to get to it. Does that sound like
sounds
a plan?
Sounds wonderful. Okay. Yes, so this next week, we've been all going through so much.
Yeah.
It's been... You know, it's like how many retrogrades can you go through without it being retrogrades, right? And so with that there's this moment, but we're going through this ascension. Our whole planet's going through ascension. You know, it's that rising up to the higher vibration. It's, well, all vibrations are high, but at the same time, though, it's that getting our knowings, our bodies, our belief systems, I'm going to call it spirituality. In a lack of a better word sense, because it is about how do we expand our belief? How do we expand our knowings? How do we expand our trust? How do we expand our beliefs in that something is here better than and greater than that we are walking through? You know, it's the matrix idea, you know, it's like, what do you believe is what you receive, you know, type of thing. Perception is going to be huge through this dance. You know, we're going through where like Pluto right now is triggering a lot of outer experiences, i.e. banks, i.e. financial situations, i.e. government, i.e. People not speaking truths are coming out, you know, integrity. People out of integrity are starting to be more noticed. they're not able to cover the cloaks over our eyes anymore. You know what I mean? They're starting to be noticed. And that's the outer work that Pluto's doing. But what is that outer work, outer thing triggering us to be? How is that interacting with us? Do we engage in that fear? Do we engage in that understanding? Do we engage in the prospect of what is reality on outside of us? No, we need to kind of sit and have our perception to be that, how do I negotiate? I am fine. I am sitting here in a chair. I am fine. I have to respect what's going on outside of me. I.e., like the other day, my husband asked me, you know, about, you know, monies, and we were talking about money, and he goes, "Well, how much cash do you have?" And I said, "Oh, I got about $700 in the house somewhere, right?" And he goes, "Well, that should go in the bank." Well, the next day, two banks were closed down. I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word because it wasn't for me to say anything, you know, because I had to trust my own intuition, my own knowing, my own belief system.
Right. I was just going to say, though, but doesn't everybody keep a cash stash for emergencies just in case?
Well,
I mean, I have for years. I don't.
Yeah,
you know, no, Stacey's shaking her head. Nathan's looking at me like, what? Well, but I mean, think about it, folks. I mean, something happens and, you know, you can't always write a check. You won't. Anyway, I think it's wise that you keep a little cash stash in case. You know. Anyway, I've always, I got advice to do that.
Yeah, there's sometimes where I didn't have money
ago.
In the bank and I needed, you know, $20 to put in my gas tank.
So yeah, exactly.
It's not necessarily that I'm standing in fear. There again, what's going on outside of me, but it's what's being called inside of me to do. We are going through this next week. We have the equinox.
Well, I was going to say, you know, don't we have the spring equinox is tomorrow afternoon, right? So we're right getting into the heavy duty energy.
We're getting right into
of that.
It. We are also going into a new moon, piggybacking on it. And then there's some other planets that are really going kerclunk. That are, and it's the crosses of this, and it's the dance of that, and as you're saying,
what I've been hearing the most about, and my friend, you know, Krista Gibson, who did the New Spirit Journal and the New Times and all of that, and she still is quite prolific in what she puts out. That's been her emphasis this month, but it's called Heaven's Cross, and it happens on March 22nd.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not an astrologer, but from what I've read, from what she's sent me and all of that, it has to do with whatever's going astrologically and planetary alignment, and I can't explain all of that. But the gist of it seems to be that the veil between this side and the other is lightening, and that we will have better access to our divinity. And to the other side.
And there'll be more explained about this because there's something about love that is going to be the key to a lot of how we negotiate our future walk.
Well, and that's what it's all about. It's all about love. Love is the most important.
A lot of people don't know.
Don't get that. Yeah.
They don't get that.
It happens on the 22nd. Mm-hmm. But the energy's been coming in now for a while.
For a long while.
Those that have, you know, are in tune or recognize those sorts of things will notice that they've been experiencing stuff. I know I have. I've been feeling it here intensely in the last week to two weeks.
It's
but especially
huge.
The last week, really. And I felt a really strong, but it's a great time for moving forward and elevating your own vibration. Because the veil is much thinner. So, you know, turning things over to Divine Mother, to God, to a higher power, however you refer to it, and getting into your faith and walking the talk will make a much bigger difference. And there's a lot more help and it's a lot closer and intuition would skyrocket. But remember, in most cases, you need to be doing something that opens those channels. And of course, learning to meditate and doing that sort of thing is what really heightens intuition. So that's why you might want to be looking at AnandaWashington.org and learn to meditate if you don't know how and all of that.
Yeah. So, well, I think the love train will lead into the next stage of this conversation.
So. Perfect, Natasha. So that is exactly what we're going to do. We're tabling astrology for the moment. We are going to wrap up hour number one, fire up hour number two. And Nathan's saying, have we got phone callers waiting? Well, okay. So I will find out over the top of the hour if we need to break for phone call or if we get to go to Natasha's life lessons. We might have to do a phone call and then do your life lessons, Natasha.
Good.
We'll get to it sometime and keep everybody hanging because I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. So anyway, we are going to fire up the love train, which means it's dancing and exercise time. So time to get our juices flowing and getting all energized up for the day and the week. And of course, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up and join me on the love train because I'll cruise by and pick you up. We're going to spread that love and light all over the planet. And I energize up the love train with the yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit. Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Phone calls and life lessons with Natasha coming up right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.